warmed up. Sometimes you gotta pull the cord. His mother used to tell him, Dave, Dave, you're asleep, and he wouldn't be asleep. He said, oh, okay. The cat just loves to just live, you know? And you know what? He uses a whole roll of toilet paper because I gotta say, Dave, 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 your ass is clean, man. Take my word for it. It's all right. Then a bunch of girls will come around, and he'll get laid at least three times. I go, Dave, you already have three girls tonight. I go, all right, I should go to sleep. We got a show. There's something else, this cat. I don't know where he's getting it from, but I want some. Oh, here it is. Can I have some? I like mama's milk. Real mama's milk. I like mama's too. You know that God. They call God Shekinah in the Hebrew Torah. And Shekinah means the female aspect of God. The Shekinah comes to us now. So chill out. She wants your tears. She accepts you all. Her mother. Doesn't it feel better to know that God is Lord? Not so scared. Mothers always take you back. Even the corner. by being evil, but good always conquers evil. Because things grow like this in a circle, a tubular. It's the tube torus. And eventually it comes back to the right eye, the good eye. So although you might go left, eventually you must cleave to the right. Yes? If you want, I'll be your father for tonight. And I love you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is a good one. This is Hawaiian. I don't know why, but it just reminds me of something juicy. This is juicy. Yeah, brother. Juicy. So life can be so fucking beautiful. Why would anybody want to leave it on purpose? Why was she?
Who from my head the shell?
That thing on and off hotel. Precious.
The nameless.
know that? Do you know that the world will change forever today? You know that, Dave? You know that. You smile in your face all the time. I'm gonna take your pants. You're a backstabber. Backstabber. Or are they just children that you gotta let grow up? Now, how do you judge people? Do you hold them to their mistakes? Or do you judge them by their potential? Horse! Horse! You can't wait to hear that one, right? I love that one, man! Double fingers, I love that one! That one makes me happy! I'll give it away! Jesus, we're starting improvising everything. Let me see a motherfucking computer do that shit. Listen, I gave you one song, pal. You ain't the jukebox here. Give it on up. The guy with the... Is anybody handicapped? You gonna lie about being handicapped? See, God sent that guy in handicap. That's not called God. That's called Superman. I like that idea better. You know, it's just Superman, man. Oh, you don't believe in that either. Okay, how about this? Superwoman. Good guy. I like it better when I think of, the Shekinah as the woman, because you never have to be afraid if you fuck up, if you, you know. The Shekinah will come in. Come here, Tati. Come here, Goopy. It's okay. I love you anyway. Father goes, you lost the game, you asshole! Why didn't you pass it? Mother don't care about that shit. She feels more bad that she didn't pass it. Anyway, it's up to you. That's my thing. Some wine, you know? Can I, or is this a concert or something, man? And I also figured out two ways to peace. Dead guaranteed to work. One, if you can make the Ayatollah laugh at a joke. You know, it's like when you make people laugh at jokes, something comes out of them that's stopped up in there. But that's a wank, right? But check this out. This is guaranteed to work. What if I had a band from the Nation of Islam play with the an Israeli band and play with a Celtic band and play with a Buddhist band? It's the next best thing to having integrated children, you know? Because I know that we all love music, and you ain't gonna, like, not like an Arabian band if it sounds good, right? And I can tell you from experience, musicians, they get along as long as you can play. They dig you. So, what do you think, man? You set something like that up? You don't like it? He don't like it. I gotta know why, because maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I have.
We love it!
It can't fail, right? Because if we come into Arabia, and we rock the house, and we tell them, hey man, we dig y'all. We did the youth knows what's going on, and we're here to play for you, right? I mean, is there anybody that wouldn't play for the Nation of Islam here? You would not? Well, how are we gonna know? How are you gonna exercise your love if you eat? You know, listen, this place is a place. Do you know anybody that can love unconditionally? You do. Me? Barely. I gotta practice it. But obviously, I'm still here. But I know it's the way to go. Anyway, the only way you're going to progress is if you can love unconditionally and stop lying. This is the place of thieves and liars. This land, this is where we learn how to stop stealing and stop lying. So, if you can love unconditionally, you're out of here, man. You're on to a big fun, man. I'm telling you, I've been there. It's crazy, it's hard to get used to, but it's pretty cool. So just don't lie, and that's a start. Yeah, man, it's hard, I understand. Okay. You know, and another thing too is, you've got unconditional love includes water and the land. So like, you know, like, give me that! Give me back that automobile tune up for that smokestack and that goddamn radio.
Thank you.
Lakes, Victoria. Why are we making music anyway? I mean, what does it do? It helps you to have an excuse to get fucked up.
No.
I figured out what music really, really means only this morning. Should I tell it to you before we get into the next song? See, the universe really has one song. It's everybody, how we feel right now. This is how the earth feels. It's not so powerful. It's not so happy. It's because of the people that are sick. Now the planets are set up just like, if you look at a keyboard on a guitar, the planets are set up identical to the frets. And we can make a higher tone. When that tone becomes higher, we have a happier planet. Disease cannot stick to us when it goes, yeah! To be so free, because of the knowledge that you receive from up in the mountain. And come down to this mountain and tell everybody about what's going on up at the top of the mountain. Yeah? Let's let them know what it sounds like up there. What's your nose, your nuts? Hey, this is what it sounds like at the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
stand here. I have something else I want to talk about. This is going to take very long. It's just about the seasons. You know, there were two, perhaps three, polar slides. They call them the Great Floods. The first one could have happened at Moon, the second one could have happened at Pan, and the third one could have happened in Atlantis. Some people are very sad and they think, well, you know, this place is pretty fucked up. I mean, what can you do about New York City, right? But what my attitude is that the Earth has got seasons just like, you know, we got seasons. You know what I mean? And if we do believe in eternity and the slide comes, I don't know why I tell you this, but I'm going to tell you to cleave to the right. Cleave to the right. Okay? Try to center yourself and put yourself into your right eye. Because when in doubt, cleave to goodness. It doesn't sound that much fun, but you guys have had plenty of badness, right? And you can always get back to it. Yes, just to be safe. When in doubt, cleave to the good. And if this world does get flooded, it's only because it's winter time. And you know what comes after winter? What comes after winter. and I identify all 12 tribes. Do you think you're one of the 12 tribes? What's your zodiac sign? What's your zodiac sign? Do you know? Do you know what sign you are? What zodiac sign you are? Alright, man. Never too late to learn. There's 12 zodiac signs in the Zoroastrian circle. And you're from one of them. So guess what? You're included! Hey, hey, hey! There's winter, fall, spring, summer. Thank you.
Thank you.
outside, I'm getting the... Hey, Davey, could you hit my switch for a second? That guy, yeah. You guys ever heard of the 100th monkey principle? Explain it to you. It's a pretty cool concept. If 100 monkeys around the world learn how to crack a coconut, even if they're not living on that same island, all the monkeys in the world just know how to crack a coconut. So if that's so, why can't we get, probably it's a different number for human beings, but if we wanted peace on Earth, why can't we just, like, through the internet would be a good way to go. Have a day that everybody gets on the internet and lays down their weapons. And what happens, I believe, is it goes into the Fantasia state. It's man's accumulative consciousness. And it's just unconscious law. It's a new law. It's a new way of living. Because I know that within 200 years, we will not have war anymore. And I'd like to be part of the gang. I'd like my, you know, kids to say, yeah, man, my dad was around when that shit was going on. Back to sports and shit. I mean, I love sports. I got, like, those tickets, season tickets, man. But I think sinking a basketball just does not compare to having a good party around the globe. And being kind to each other. So, this is something that's kind of new, but I would like to get a day, maybe sometime around next year, where the young at heart can do this, you know, because we're the new models, you know, like cars, we're the new models. And we're always updating them, we're a little bit better, we come equipped with more luxury items, you know. Well, we're ready for peace, yeah? I mean, you all party with each other, right? You don't care that this cat's Italian, and this cat's black, and this cat's Jewish, do you? Do you? Yeah, right? Well, you know, my grandparents told me, used to tell me, hey, don't tell people you're Jewish, that they like to kill Jews. And I go, what are you fucking talking about? Nobody wants to kill me. But, you know, it was true for them. It was true in those days. But this is we are inheriting this earth. And every dream, all our dreams matter. When you dream a sick dream, it goes into the pool of Fantasia and it makes the sound of And man, I like melody, man. I like harmony, you know what I'm saying? So really, you know, I know you can't think about it every second, but before you do like at least major acts like making love. Before you make love, make a beautiful prayer.
Prayer, 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 prayer.
All it has to be is like, you know what? I pray that all the sick people, all their illnesses, at least get buried at the bottom of the ocean until they can figure it out. Because I don't want it walking amongst men. That's what I did yesterday. And I felt my orgasm rise and rise and rise. And that goes in the bank. Thank you.
guess because of curfew, they're cutting the show. So,
I want to know which one of
the... I think we should just play and have to pay for it.
Who owns this joint? Let me see his hand. Who owns this joint? I mean, the guy who paid for it. You just gave him your money. But who rents the place out, sir? Sir? Is the owner of the joint here? Well, look, you know, I'm being kind, but if the owner's not even here, how do you know how we're going to go? This is why laws, you can't follow the law, Because, stop signs, I understand, but if there's no cars, why the fuck stop, huh?
Go.
our show. And that's your friend Al. You were a bird. I could go on and on, but there's so many people. And so little time. Thank you very much for having us. It's been a pleasure to return to Los Angeles. Can I introduce the band? Buenas Adicción! I'm Perry Farrell, I'm the singer. The guy with the risky short skirt is Dave Navarro. And check out those stomach muscles too, he works at it. And this guy, I let him join my band. I love him so much, even though he wears Birkenstocks. And you know what? I'll know him and give him a try. If it's good enough for the perk, it's good enough for me. Then we got a new cat that joined us. And man, this guy is, his heart is about as big as his head. Who's got the biggest head around? Look around for a guy with a really big head. Is he around here? He's got a big white head. You went to the dressing room? Well, then I guess I have to talk for him. His name is Flea. Yeah, man. Let me just tell you this. The man has got sweetness in his heart. He's got wisdom in his crown. And he's got jelly roll down below, man. Don't you know?
Yes, he is.
And he's a damn good basketball player, too.
I sucked at once.
I need to know that. He's kidding, of course. Hey, Dave, since this is our last show, why don't you do a pole dance for us? But I didn't see it. He's getting better and he wants to keep practicing, and you don't mind, do you? You know, I could roll a bowling ball with my penis and get a perfect strike. Would you like to see that? Anybody got a bowling ball? Alright, next time. Anyway, here with you.